In this session, we are focusing on a range of communication supports that people may need if they speak or if they use pictures, letter boards, or communication devices. And we refer to these communication methods as formal symbolic communication. We're going to focus on strategies or practices, tools, and assistance in the areas of identifying communication supports that a person may require, supports for understanding information, supports for expressive communication, and assistance in decision making. Because this is the landscape for communicating about choices and decisions, regardless of whether a person makes a decision independently or with assistance or relies on another person to make decisions on their behalf. This session is a bit longer than others because there's so many factors to consider, and we remind you to check the handouts. We're showing here the communication support chart, or at least the first page of that chart, which summarizes the practices, tools, and assistance that we are covering in this session, and it's available in the handouts.